If you're currently looking for work, several companies are recruiting in and around Stockport. Tesco is looking for a team manager in Cheadle Hume for 16 hours a week, with pay starting at £14.76 an hour. McDonald's is recruiting a full-time maintenance worker in Bredbury, paying £12.76 an hour. And Aldi has a permanent position available in Hazel Grove, paying between £13.50 and £14.47 an hour. Applicants are advised not to wait too long, as vacancies may close once positions are filled. A major investment is also planned for rail passengers across the north of England. TransPennine Express is investing around £1 billion in 29 new 5-car battery electric trains. The trains are expected to serve routes connecting Liverpool, Manchester, York, Hull, and Scarborough, as well as Manchester Airport. Accessibility will be an important part of the new fleet, with step-free boarding, 3 wheelchair spaces, 2 accessible toilets, and additional space for pushchairs. A date for the introduction of the new trains has not yet been announced. In Stockport, nearly 2,500 children and young people took part in activities organised by Stockport County Community Trust during the summer holidays. A total of 2,496 young people participated. The holiday activities and food programme provided free activities and hot meals to 1,315 participants. There were also sessions for teenagers, activities in local parks, and 480 free places on football courses. Stockport also has a new central community fire station. Stockport Central Community Fire Station on King Street West is now open. The station will serve communities including Stockport and Edgeley, while also providing emergency coverage for Manchester Airport and the motorway network. Its reconstruction forms part of a wider £51 million regional investment in 3 fire stations. And finally, a date for your diary. Manchester Museum will host a free community celebration on Wednesday, the 16th of September. The event will celebrate Raksha Bandhan in the museum's Living Worlds Gallery and will mark the conclusion of Connected Beginnings, a 4-month program led by community organization Sangha. Entry is free, but online booking is required. That's your local news update for Sunday, the 13th of September, 2026. Whether you're looking for work, traveling across the region, or searching for something free to do with the family, Neckoff Radio will continue to bring you practical information from our local community.